Hello guys and welcome to another podcast here, and tomorrow is Merseyside Derby. So we're going to start a new trend on this podcast and we are going to make our combined 11. I am joined with my dad and he's going to be on the Liverpool side and I am going to be on the difficult Everton side. So let's not waste any time and get into the goalkeeper position. Now it's pretty obvious who you're going to put forward, but who are you going to put forward?
Mo Salah.
Yeah, funny.
Easy pick for me, Alisson.
Yeah. Easy pick for me as well, Pickford. So
Goalkeeper than Pickford at Everton. There must be one of the kit men, the bus driver. Somebody's got to be better than Pickford.
Funny. Alisson's not even the best Brazilian goalkeeper in the Premier League. He starts for his country. Actually, Alisson starts for his country. But he is single-handedly the best England goalkeeper. The best goalkeeper for his national team. Alisson isn't even better than Edison.
Pickford's not even in the top five.
No, I'm going to go with Pickford. We're going to have to make a decision. Go on, concede this one. I'm not going to get many in this. Concede this one.
Alright. Be true to yourself.
Let me know what you guys think on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok. You know what? I'll concede it. I'll go with Alisson, but that's the last one you're having. Alright, so right back, let's just get that out the way. Trent Alexander-Arnold or Nathan Patterson. I think it's pretty obvious that we're gonna go with Nathan. No, I'm joking. Trent Alexander-Arnold, easy pick, best right back in the world, best right back in the league, without a doubt. Anyway, moving on to left back, which might be a bit of a more tricky one. So it is Robertson or Mikalenko.
Yes, I decided to go north of the border and pick Robertson as my other partner fullback with Trent.
Yeah. Okay, so why do you think Robertson should get over the Ukrainian Mikalenko?
I think it's close. Mm. And if I'm going to sacrifice a player, it might be this one. Because, yes, I think Mikalenko is okay.
Yeah,
he's average.
He's very good. But
no, I'll give you Mikalenko, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so far we have Alisson in goal, right back Trent Alexander-Arnold, and left back Andy Robertson. And now centre-back
partnership.
Mikalenko. Centre-backs, I think there's one that we can agree on and there's one we might have a debate upon. So I think we can agree that Virgil van Dijk is in this team, but let's argue this one. Now, who have you put forward for your next centre-back?
The other obvious pick, which is Thiago.
Matip at centre-back. Yeah, I think I would have had easier pick if you put Thiago at centre-back, but I'm going to go with Connor Cody.
Mm.
Now, that's a tricky one, although I do really like Joel Matip. You know, I'm gonna trust my gut and I'm going to go with Cody, but
Cody's a good choice. I think it's a very close one, but yeah, let's give Trent someone to talk to in the dressing room.
we are going to get absolutely roasted in this now. Anyway, moving on to the CDM. Have you picked a CDM?
A CDM. Well, I picked three in the midfield, but I think my obvious CDM would probably be Thiago.
Thiago, yeah, that is a very good shout. I'm going to go with Onana, the £35 million man. Now, Thiago is cheaper, and on paper he's probably better. But you know, Andre Onana, we're yet to see the best of, Onana. We are yet to see the best of Onana, so I'm going to put up a case for this one.
It's a pretty weak case, to be fair. If you're coming up against somebody who probably most of your listeners have never even heard of, against Thiago.
The disrespect you've put on Onana's name. He was brilliant in the French League last season. He He's a good player.
We don't get the French League on ITV2.
Sure. All right, go on then. We'll give you Thiago. Okay, now this one, I'm going to have a better case for this one. Now, who are you putting forward for your centre midfield?
Well, I wanted to give Harvey Elliott a chance because I think he's playing extremely well. And at this current time, he is an informed player. He wouldn't normally be somebody who'd be jumping out of the page at me, but I like what he's doing at the moment.
Tough, tough shout. No Henderson? No Fabinho? That's a tough shout.
These are the problems you have with a squad like Liverpool.
Yeah, and with a squad like Everton. Oh. Okay, so moving on, I am going to put Idrissa Gana Gueye forward for this one. I think he's got a good shout over Harvey Elliott. You know, he's Premier League proven, he's signed for PSG.
If it was a hand at Scrabble, maybe. But no, I'm going to stick with Harvey Elliott. He's an informed player. He works extremely hard. It means so much to him to be starting for Liverpool. So let's give it to Harvey Elliott, who was
on loan at Blackburn a few seasons ago, over a player who's just finished the season at PSG.
Because I think Blackburn and PSG probably won roughly the same amount of trophies a couple of seasons ago. So yes.
Currently, so you're going to pick a championship quality. Okay, that's a bit hard. A average Premier League player over a Idrissa Gana Gueye, one of the best midfielders in the league.
At any other time, I would agree with you, but you have to pick your in-form players, and Harvey Elliott is an in-form player.
We haven't even seen Idrissa Gana Gueye yet. He was signed yesterday, but, you know, you will change your mind at Christmas, because Idrissa Gana Gueye is a class player, and I'm not conceding this one.
For the return leg, we'll swap him over, but we'll stick with Harvey Elliott this time.
No, we're not sticking with Harvey Elliott. Do you want to slip that one in? No, Idrissa Gana Gueye is in this team. Let me know what you think. Harvey Elliott, who is Harvey Elliott? Who is he?
Currently never heard of him. A very, very good player for Liverpool who is finding a lot of great form.
Awful. Idrissa Gana Gueye is in this team. Guys, I don't think we're going to agree over this one, so we're going to have to let social media decide on this one. Go over right now and leave a comment. So, I can't believe you're not conceding this. Stubborn. Absolutely stubborn.
I can say the same thing, young man. Like father, like son.
Alright, so who are you putting forward this time?
Arthur. So good, he hasn't even got a second name.
No, yeah, he does. He has Arthur Mello. Yeah.
No, he hasn't.
Anyway.
He's just an Arthur.
So, I'm going to put up Alan, who's so good that he doesn't have a second name. And Alan, there's no way you're putting Arthur Mellon over Alan.
There is every way.
Oh my god.
He will fit into Liverpool straight away.
If Everton are going to get two picks in this one, to be fair, you have let me have two and they were pretty cheap. But Idrissa Gana Gueye and Alan are definitely in over Arthur and Harvey Elliott.
We don't know much about Arthur at the moment, how he's going to adapt to the Premier League. And I'm looking at my front three, and I'm looking at your front three. So, yes, I think I'll let you have that. Sorry, Arthur, but again, when we do this again for the return leg, you may be owing your viewing public a grave apology. But looking at my next three players, and looking at your next three players, I'm quietly confident.
The disrespect to Neil Maupay. The absolute disrespect, the lower. All right, moving on. I think we're going to start with left wing, so I think I have a shout on this one. All right, so I've put up Anthony Gordon. Who have you put up?
Nunes.
Darwin Nunes?
No, Diaz.
Luis Diaz, yeah. I mean, this is an easy one, man. It's obviously Anthony Gordon. Obviously. He's wanted by Chelsea for 60 million.
Anthony Gordon.
He taught.
That's not a footballer. That's not a footballer's name. That's the name of your local village vicar.
He tore Trent Alexander-Arnold a new one last year.
I'd like to arrange a christening. Oh, you have to speak to Anthony Gordon.
Funny.
Not a footballer. Sorry.
The disrespect. bet you put Lewis Stewart was wanted for 60 million by Chelsea. He is absolutely phenomenal footballer. Nonsense. 10 times the player. Nonsense. Maybe not 10. 2 times the player. Lewis Diaz, what's he done all season? He's due to Fulham. He's due to Crystal Palace. He's lost to Man United.
He's been
Manchester United.
He's been pretty unplayable when he's been on the pitch. So let's stick with Mr. Diaz. Thank
no,
you very
no
much.
Way. If I'm going to have one out of these, because it's probably...
You're not having one of them.
Anthony Gordon over Luis Diaz. Are you
be one
mad?
For your
there
fans
is no way. Anthony Gordon. If I'm gonna have one at the front three, I'm gonna have this one.
But you're not having one.
There is no way. There is no way. I'd say Dwight McNeil would get in over Diaz.
Listen, if you're having a problem at Asda and you need to call the duty manager, yes, call Anthony Gordon. Anthony Gordon, to the till register, please. No, sorry.
You violated Anthony Gordon. Sorry if you are. He is a star player. He is a star player.
There we go.
Anthony Gordon, we're going to have to ask you guys. I will put up a poll on TikTok for... Alan or Elliot, which is easy, it's obviously Alan, or Gordon or Diaz. There's no way Gordon is not going into this.
What, let's announce the results on Monday lunchtime and see how many people tune into that poll and how many tune into who becomes the next Prime Minister.
We'll announce it next podcast, I think.
Okay.
All right, moving on to right wing. And you know what? I'm not going to let you have this one because I believe that Damari Gray is 10 times a player than Mohamed Salah is. Who's Mohamed Salah? Who is he?
Who is he indeed? Well, I think you just need to look at his trophy cabinet to...
What trophy cabinet? What do you mean? He's won about 4 trophies in 5...
Golden boots.
He's won about 4 trophies. This man, how many goals has Salah got for Bayer Leverkusen? 0. How many goals has Andre gained? Probably about 2.
Okay.
How many goals has he got for Leicester? Look at this guy. Look at his CV.
He didn't get very many when he came to Stoke and he was stood next to us and you were abusing him. So I don't know why you said
Damari Gray is world class. Mm. He is a past it. His first season was good and now he's turned into... Juninho.
He'll still be one of the highest scorers in the league, in the Premier League. Don't worry about that.
Well, he scored one goal.
Salah.
He didn't even score against Bournemouth.
Salah.
I'm pretty sure the kit man scored against Bournemouth.
Salah.
Go on.
If he's good enough for you, he's good enough for me.
Tomorrow, great.
If you're sitting in the mosque, that's where I want to be.
Okay. I could say the same thing about Damari Gray.
If he's good enough for me, he's good enough for you.
We'll make this podcast.
If he scores another goal, I'll be Muslim too.
Go on, back on your thing. No, Damari Gray. Salah's had one good season. He scored 32 goals in one good season. Name his CV, he's been to Leicester. He's won the Premier League as many times as Salah, I think. And Damari Gray won it with Leicester. He's won it once.
Brilliant. Yeah, once. Okay, fantastic. It's Mo Salah.
Alright, go on then.
We're talking about Mo Salah.
It was close. It was very close. Alright, next one is Darwin Nunez or Neil Mopé?
Nunez.
Mopé.
Nunez.
No way are you going to say Nunez.
Nunez.
One guy. He scored one goal. I don't know.
He was suspended because the referee didn't see the 50 fouls, but saw the one foul in retaliation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Headbutts,
okay.
I'll give that to Nunez. Goals and all-round play, I'll give it to Neil Mopé. He's had one good season in Benfica.
Neil Mopé plays for Everton, and Nunez plays for Liverpool, so he's got much more chance of scoring. Even if Nunez
against the same defences every week, and he's playing alongside Thiago.
Even if Nunez doesn't score in 90 minutes, they'll just keep playing till he does score, like they did the other night.
That is true.
98th minute, 108th minute.
How can you say that Mopey's got a better chance because he's in a smaller team? He's got better players around in Nunes, and he still can't score. The only team he scored against is in Fulham, and that doesn't
suspended.
Count.
Suspended.
Both of them, a combined total, your front three have got a combined total of two goals this season.
I think the best striker in the league this year is obviously your man at Man City.
Second, Neil Mopey.
After that,
Mopey.
I think Nunes is going to give him a run for his
money. Darwin Nunes. Who is Darwin Nunes? He's had one good season at Benfica.
Mm, which is more good seasons than Mopey.
Neil Mopey, what about in the Championship with Brentford? What about
where were Everton last season? Fighting 16. For
he didn't
survival.
Play for Everton last season.
Fighting
he played
for
Brighton.
Well, yes, but you said that he was surrounded by better players, so why would Everton fighting for survival?
You've got better players. You're around better players. Nunes is around better players. That's true.
Nunes.
There is
the front three was always. I've sacrificed a couple of players, but the front
Anthony
three
Gordon.
Was always going to be the
There's
football.
No way Anthony Gordon is not getting in this team. All right, I'll say I was joking about Graham.
I mean, you know, Minan's died. Who should we call? I'll call Anthony Gordon, the Undertaker. He's not a footballer.
That got dark a bit quick. But anyway, no way, Anthony Gordon. In fact, no, we're going to go back and I'm going to grab
Gordon's
his pen.
Anthony Gordon's a milkman. He's not a footballer.
And I'm going to put Anthony Gordon in
like
this
him.
Team. Anthony Gordon is getting in this team.
I can't
team.
Believe you snatched the pen.
Anthony Gordon.
And snatched it like that means it. So you've done that. I'm
Anthony
just going to cross
Gordon.
Him out. No, he's not. There we go.
Anthony
Gordon. We could be doing this all night.
No, right, let's have a look at this team
Anthony
now.
Anthony Gordon, Gordon's Butchers.
I mean, I was always going to have a trouble. But him being stubborn doesn't help.
Does he still come to the training ground in his greengrocer's van?
That's not even funny. This guy's £60 million. Chelsea wanted him.
Yeah.
He's one of the best left wing. Name a left winger better than him in the Premier.
I can't
believe
you.
Nunes.
Nunes. Left lung. I mean, you know what I mean.
Listen, Dwight Gale's as good as Nunes.
Okay, Dwight Gale then. It's better than Marco
right.
then.
Alright, go on then. We'll
he's
put not, Dwight Gale
he
up front.
He doesn't play left wing, anyway.
So, he did against Swansea. Alright, so, going through the team.
How did that go?
It is.
Oh, we got took off the
Alisson, Trent, Virgil van Dijk, Connor Cody, Mikalenko, Thiago, a debate over Elliot and Idrissa Garner Gay. That's not. Oh yeah, we didn't do the other centre. Have we got Alan in there? Alan or Arthur?
No.
Alan. I think Alan. I'll give that Alan then. I'll write it down Alan. Oh, right, let's have this debate.
No,
why?
Arthur.
How is Arthur better than Alan? How? There is no way.
He kicks a football better than Alan.
Not
I don't know. He's just better. He's been in Juventus. He's played at the top of the game.
Juventus.
Very much sought after.
Alan's played for Napoli. Alan's played in the same division as him.
I think in Italy, Naples are very much looked down on.
Napoli?
Yeah, they're very much looked down on.
How can you say that Juventus
as
and
soon
Napoli?
As Maradona left, they are the no.
Mate, they've got a striker wanted by Manchester United for 121 million.
Manchester United. Okay.
The problem. Cristiano Ronaldo wants
next
to go to
be
the club.
Nuts Forest are interested.
He's in the Champions League. Well, Nuts Forest are interested in everyone.
Exactly.
I'm surprised you didn't get a call from Nuts Forest to play up front.
I didn't answer. They're Manchester United.
Alan has got to be in this team. Alan and Gordon will go hand in hand in this team. Yeah,
they probably will, but not playing football.
Alright guys, we'll end it there. We're going to have Alan and Anthony Gordon left wing and central midfield. If you guys did enjoy this podcast, make sure you drop us a follow on whatever platform you're listening, and drop us a follow on all social medias. And yeah, expect more combined 11s in the future. I've been done dirty here because he has been stubborn the whole podcast. And, yeah, by the way, Anthony Gordon is the best player of all time.